Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidashny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today we are going to continue our training about Visual Studio Code. In this session we will discuss code snippets. So when we are talking about code snippets, we are talking about pieces of code that are ready to use and that we can inject to our code and probably provide some parameters. Then we are working with Visual Studio Code. In order to invoke some code snippets, we can start typing something, or we can use a Control Space shortcut in order to get the full list of all code snippets, in order to invoke IntelliSense System, etc. So in our case, I created index.html file. So let's remove all not needed code. We created it last time. And let's try to click Control Space. So you can see that by default, Visual Studio Code does not support any embedded snippets for HTML code. So how to manage it? There are two different ways. First of all, if I don't have any needed snippets, I want to use menu item code preferences, and I can invoke user snippets menu item. This menu item allows me to create my own snippets, and I can select any supported language from the list, and in my case I can select HTML, for example. You can see that Visual Studio Code will create a file inside a special directory especially for code snippets, and Visual Studio Code provides template for us how to create our first code snippet. So let's try to create our first HTML code snippets in Visual Studio Code. First of all, I have to provide a name for my code snippets. I am going to create a code snippet that will help me to insert a reference, to a link reference to something. So let's call it my snippet. After that, I have to provide all other parameters in the body of my snippet. And first parameter is prefix. So let's try to type prefix. Prefix is exactly that name that I have to type in my HTML in order to invoke my snippet. So let's provide my. I don't know why, just for fun. And after that, I have to provide some additional parameters. First of all, I have to provide body. Body is it's my snippet itself. So exactly that I'm going to inject to my code. And after body, I have to provide description. Let's provide a short description, just a reference. And let's try to provide body. You can see that in the template, there are square brackets, because in this case, body contains several lines. In our case, we are going to provide just one line for our reference. So a href equal, and after that we can provide some parameters. In Visual Studio Code you can use two different types of parameters. You can use numbers or you can use named parameters. In our case I'm happy to use just numbers, so it's okay for me. And let's provide the first parameter. And of course I have to use a couple double quotation marks, but in this case we have to use a special symbol, so let's use double slash before each of quotation mark. And let's close a element, and after that I have to provide probably some text. So I want to add one more parameter here, the second one, and probably after that I can close my a element. And frankly speaking, that's all. Yeah. In case if you have several lines of code, you can use square brackets in order to provide arrays of lines, and that's all. So let's save these code snippets, and now I can open my HTML file. I can click Control Space, and you can see that my code snippets is here, and I can select it or I can start type it. You can see that I have two parameters. I can use tab Okay, in order to switch between these parameters. And now I can provide HTTP something in this case, and then can provide some text in this case. So, but so it's not very hard, but of course, if you are going to use, if you like to use snippets, and if you are going to use snippets, probably you will not create all snippets from scratch. Probably it's better to have a ready-to-use library for HTML, for JavaScript, for C#, etc. So, of course, if you are going to find existing libraries of snippets, you can start working with extensions. So let's see if we have some snippets for HTML programming language. In order to do it, I will open extensions marketplace, and I will scroll the page a little bit down and open snippets up there. And you can see that on the first page you can find HTML snippets. So lots of different snippets. Let's try to install them in Visual Studio Code. How to do it? I can simply click install extension, or I can invoke command palette window, and let's select install extension command, and let's try to put HTML snippets right here. So these snippets are very popular. Let's click install. Done, and Visual Studio have to restart itself, because in order to apply new extension. Let's do it. And now I can use set of snippets that we just installed. So I can click Control space, and you can see a huge number of different snippets there. So for example, you can insert HTML tag, for example, like this, or HTML5 tag, and a full structure for your document. You can use parameters as well. So in this case, you can provide title, you can provide reference to your styles, you can provide body itself, and type in providing body, you can select lots of different snippets as well. So you can use the same, for example, A in this case, in order to provide href, and in order to provide text, and so on. So it's really easy to install, it's really easy to use. So just remember control space hotkey, and just install some important snippets for use for your favorite programming languages from our extensions marketplace.